Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu to address joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in Parliament today. CBI team reaches Hazaribagh in Jharkhand to investigate NEET paper leak case. DRDO hands over medium-range microwave obscurant chaff rocket to Indian Navy. Spectrum auction to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of licenses concludes successfully. Odisha likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall in next few days under the influence of a cyclonic circulation over Bay of Bengal. And in Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa thrash Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final in Trinidad. And now, the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu will address the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in the Parliament today. Following the President's address, a motion of thanks will be moved in both the Houses of Parliament, which will be discussed by the members. The first session of the 18th Lok Sabha began last Monday, and the Rajya Sabha session will begin today. Yesterday, Om Birla was elected the new Speaker of the Lok Sabha for the second consecutive term. The senior BJP MP was elected with a voice vote against the opposition candidate, K. Suresh of the Congress. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju escorted Mr. Birla to the chair of the Speaker after being elected. Mr. Birla said in his address that enriching parliamentary values and democratic traditions will be his priorities.
केंद्रीय परिषद के माननीय सभी सदस्यगण, सभी दलों के नेतागण, मुझे पुनः इस महान सदन के पीठासीन अधिकारी के रूप में दायित्व निर्वहन करने का अवसर प्रदान किया, इसके लिए मैं आपका हार्दिक आभार व्यक्त करता हूं। मैं माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी और सभी दलों के नेताओं और माननीय संसद सदस्यों का, जिन्होंने मेरे प्रति विश्वास व्यक्त किया, उसके लिए भी मैं आपका आभारी हूं।
Congratulating Mr. Birla on his election, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said history is being made with the re-election of Mr. Birla for the second time.
अमृत काल के इस महत्वपूर्ण कालखंड में दूसरी बार इस पद पर विराजमान होना बहुत बड़ा दायित्व आपको मिला और आपका 5 वर्ष का अनुभव और आपके साथ हम लोगों का 5 साल का अनुभव हम सबका विश्वास है कि आप आने वाले 5 साल हम सबका मार्गदर्शन भी करेंगे और देश की आशा आपके छाये पूर्ण करने के लिए ये सदन अपना दायित्व निभाने में आपकी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रहेगी.
Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi also congratulated Mr. Birla, saying that his house represents the people's voice. Leaders across party lines congratulated Mr. Birla on being elected the Speaker for the second time. A team of CBI reached Oasis School in Hazaribagh, Jharkhand, yesterday to investigate the NEET paper leak case. The CBI sleuths interrogated the principal of the school about various aspects related to the paper leak. After that, the CBI took the principal with them for further questioning. The principal was the city coordinator of schools of Hazaribagh for the NEET examination. The CBI team also quizzed the officials of SBI Hazaribagh, where the question papers were stored. The Economic Offence Unit of Bihar had earlier said that a partially burnt question paper seized from the Kemnichak Play School in Patna matched with the question paper received from the National Testing Agency, and the series of that question paper had been sent to the examination centre at the Oasis School in Kallu Chowk, Hazaribagh. A Delhi court yesterday sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal to a 3-day CBI custody, hours after he was arrested by the agency in connection with a money laundering case. Earlier, CBI, before producing Kejriwal in the Rouse Avenue court, arrested him formally. In a related development, Mr. Kejriwal withdrew his plea filed before the Supreme Court, challenging the interim stay ordered by the Delhi High Court on his release on bail in the money laundering probe related to now-scrapped Delhi excise policy. In Nagaland, polling for the urban local bodies election to 3 municipalities and 21 town councils was held yesterday. A tentative poll percentage of over 83 was recorded. Despite disruption reported in a polling station, voting went off peacefully. This was the first ever municipal elections in the state to be held with 33% reservation for women. Voting took place in 420 polling stations under 214 wards with 523 candidates in fray. The counting of votes will take place on the 29th of June. This urban local bodies election is historic for the state of Nagaland as the polling were conducted after a gap of 20 years with 33% women reservation. Veteran BJP leader Lal Krishna Advani was hospitalized late night yesterday at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in Delhi following some old age-related complications. AIIMS officials said Mr. Advani is stable and under observation. The 96-year-old leader has been kept under the supervision of doctors of the geriatric department. The junior doctors in Telangana called off their three-day strike after the state government issued an order allocating over 200 crore rupees to the Directorate of Medical Education for civil works at three major colleges in the state. The junior doctors held day-long discussions with the health department officials and Health Minister C. Damodar Raja Narasimha regarding their demands, after which they called off the strike. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, handed over the medium-range microwave obscurant chaff rocket to the Indian Navy at a ceremony held in New Delhi yesterday. Microwave obscurant chaff is a niche technology developed by DRDO's Defence Laboratory in Jodhpur. It obscures radar signals and creates a microwave shield around platforms and assets and reduced radar detection. Special type of fibers have been assembled in the medium-range chaff rocket. The rocket forms microwave obscurant cloud in space when fired, spreading over a sufficient area. The spectrum auction held to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of expiring licenses for continuity and growth of mobile services has concluded successfully. Ministry of Communications said all the available spectrum were put to auction. This year, the auction has seen activity in 900 MHz, 1800 MHz, 2100 MHz and 2500 MHz bands. Ministry of Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya in a statement said Spectrum Auction 2024 was part of a continuous allocation process that is transparent, robust and progressive. In Bolivia, armoured vehicles and troops of the Bolivian Armed Forces pulled back from the presidential palace in La Paz hours after an attempted coup last evening. Bolivian police arrested the rebel military commander General Juan José Zuniga, who led the failed coup attempt. The presence of armed troops generated a strong response from citizens who gathered on the streets surrounding Plaza Murillo, the epicenter of the Bolivia's political power, to denounce the military move. President Luis Arce condemned the coup attempt and called on citizens to mobilize and defend democracy. He also named a new army commander who ordered troops to withdraw. In a growing concern, NASA astronauts Sunita Williams and Butch Wilmore are stuck at the International Space Station as the spacecraft in which they had to return suffered a small helium system leak on its way up. Engineers continue to fix the Boeing Starliner spacecraft that will take them back to Earth. Originally slated to spend 8 days on the orbiting space laboratory, the astronauts reached the International Space Station on the 6th of June. Odisha is likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall for the next 3 days under the influence of a cyclonic circulation over Bay of Bengal. The India Meteorological Department has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall today at some places in 8 districts including Gajapati, Raigarh, Nabarangpur, Kalahandi and Bolangir. Heavy rain lashed several districts yesterday, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. Our correspondent reports that at least 5 persons died due to lightning strikes at different places in Bargarh and Balangir districts. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall over Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, West Rajasthan today. More from our correspondent.
IMD predicted isolated heavy rainfall in the regions of Assam, Meghalaya, Andaman and Nicobar, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim and Bihar today. Light to moderate rainfall is also likely in these regions till Sunday. The weather agency said isolated heavy rainfall is very likely over Jharkhand, Odisha, Uttarakhand, East Rajasthan, East and West Uttar Pradesh, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana and over Punjab from tomorrow to 30 June. Meanwhile, maximum temperatures are in the range of 40 to 43 degrees Celsius over many parts of West Rajasthan, Punjab, East Rajasthan and North Madhya Pradesh. Raisuddin Rehan, Akashwadi News, Delhi.
Our Thiruvananthapuram correspondent reports that heavy rain continues to lash across Kerala. Widespread damage is being reported from across the state. Orange alert is issued in two districts and yellow alert in seven districts for today.
As heavy rain continues, severe waterlogging, landslides and sea erosion is being reported from many districts. Shutters of major dams are raised as water level continues to rise. Yesterday recorded the highest rainfall so far in Kerala in this monsoon season. Hilly regions and coastal areas of the state are on high alert. Ban on night travel, tourism and quarrying is imposed in hilly regions. Holiday has been declared for all educational institutions in Alappuzha, Pathanamthitta, Ernakulam, Kottayam, Wayanad and Idukki districts today. Fishermen are warned not to venture into the sea in the Kerala Lakshadweep coast. Mayusha, Akashvani News.
On to sports. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, South Africa thrashed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final at the Brian Lara Stadium in Trinidad this morning. South Africa overhauled the petty target of 57 in just 8.5 overs. Proteas scored 60 for the loss of 1 wicket to enter a World Cup final. Earlier, choosing to bat first, Afghan innings was in deep trouble since the beginning as they lost wickets in quick succession. They were bundled out for a paltry 56 runs in just 11.5 overs. In the second semi-final this evening, India will lock horns with the defending champions England at the Providence Stadium in Guyana. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Anuja. The Indian Express writes about the Prime Minister hailing Om Birla for maintaining dignity of house as he gets second term as LS Speaker, getting elected by voice vote. Three new criminal laws to be rolled out from next week, writes the Pioneer. The Asian Age says over 5.65 lakh officials trained to implement new criminal laws. The Indian job market likely to get busy and bustling with 6.3% incremental workforce expansion in financial year 25, moderating inflation, cites the Economic Times. Telugu speakers jump fourfold in U.S., touch 12.3 lakh this year from 3.2 lakh in 2016, says the Times of India. Hindustan Times informed about MCD in the national capital proposing hike in parking rates, planning to impose differential levy. And finally, the Tribune reports the 1983 World Cup winning cricket captain adding another chapter to his glorious career. Under the headline, Kapil Dev, set for new innings, dons the professional golf tour of India's President's cap. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu to address joint sitting of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha in the parliament today. CBI team reaches Hazaribagh in Jharkhand to investigate NEET paper leak case. DRDO hands over medium-range microwave obscurant chaff rocket to the Indian Navy. Spectrum auction to meet new spectrum requirement of telecom service providers and for renewal of licenses concludes successfully. Odisha likely to experience isolated heavy rainfall in next few days under the influence of a cyclonic circulation over Bay of Bengal. And in men's T20 cricket World Cup, South Africa thrashed Afghanistan by 9 wickets in the first semi-final in Trinidad. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.